Hey there, welcome to the Hot Mess Mom Health Podcast. Do you wish you could find a sustainable way to get healthy and not feel overwhelmed in the process? Do you find yourself up late at night scouring Pinterest for meal prep ideas and quick workouts? Do you wake up with big ambitious goals only to feel stressed out and disappointed when you fall back in your old habits, drive through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru for the second time this week, all while the fresh produce you just bought goes bad? Hey, I'm Rebecca. I too am a working mom of two littles and self-proclaimed hot mess mom. All my life, I've struggled with trying to maintain a healthy weight and feel good in my skin. I could add yo-yo dieter to my resume. After I packed on 50 plus pounds with two pregnancies, I decided to change for good. I wanted to stop obsessing about food, stay consistent, and set a good, healthy example for my kids. But I kept telling myself that I didn't have the time, the energy, or accountability to stay on track. Until I changed my mindset and created One Healthy Habit at a Time. In this podcast, you will find simple, actionable steps so you can create a healthy lifestyle and get relief from the overwhelm. Spray that dry shampoo, grab your iced coffee, turn up the volume, and let's get healthy. Hey there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. Thank you for tuning in with me another Monday. I know everyone's life is so crazy, so I just want to tell you from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you tuning in and listening to this podcast. It is amazing to see the growth, and I'm really close to 50,000 downloads, so I'm super excited about that, and I can't wait to celebrate with all of you guys with a great episode for that moment that I hit 50,000 downloads. Now, today, I want to keep it totally real with you guys like I always do, and I want to share some of what's going on in my life right now and how I'm coping with it, because I think it might be helpful for somebody out there listening. So, the last couple of weeks, my life has been insane. Now, I want to preface this with the hashtag first world problems in this a little bit. However, it's real and it's my life. And I just want to share this with you because, like I said, I think at certain points of our lives, we all go through things and we feel like we're alone on an island and we have all these emotions and all these struggles. And we kind of feel like there's no help or no support and that no one understands us. So if this can help anybody, if it reaches you, if it touches you, that's my point in sharing this with you guys. So if you've been listening to this podcast for longer than a minute, you know that I'm a working mom. I have two kids, I have a decent amount, and my kids are really involved in activities. And not that activities have even went into full gear yet, but that just adds, you know, layers of stress. The fall, school starting, transitional time where you're trying to figure out your new schedule, you're eating dinner at 4 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and there's all of these different things that you have to try to figure out in your life. Layer that on top of probably the most stressful 2 weeks of my work life that I've ever had to cope with, to deal with, just a lot of different demands coming at me, corporate initiatives that I'm trying to comply with, how I like to run things, just all the pressure that I put on myself, and things like that. Things kind of coming at me right, left, and center, and not really having a way to cope with it the right way and not prioritizing things properly, but just being thrown so many things and feeling very scatterbrained. Add to that the fact that me and my husband thought this was a good time of year to do a major household renovation, which, like I said, hashtag first world problems. I'm grateful that we are able to do a household renovation. However, I didn't really understand the amount of inconvenience it creates in your life with your entire first floor of your home being kind of taken over. So a little bit of background, we decided to redo all of our floors in our first floor because when we had bought our home and did our own floors, they were actually bad flooring. So we waited 10 years to redo our floors. So it was long overdue. And most of the reason we didn't do it sooner was because just of the inconvenience. We had, you know, little kids and stuff. Now that my daughter's 5, it's a little bit more convenient. She can kind of do things on her own. And it's just a major inconvenience, right? So we figured, well, since we're majorly inconveniencing ourselves, we will also redo half of our kitchen. But, you know, obviously we live in our house and we have very busy lives. So trying to basically evacuate our entire first floor to prepare for contractors to be in my house for 2-3 weeks. I knew we were doing it, but I don't think I realized how upsetting that was going to be to my day-to-day life. And on top of that, you know, besides the renovations and the flooring, me and my husband decided that it would be a good time to switch offices. I've had the bigger office. He had a smaller office. He has a full-time work from home job unless he's traveling. Mine's more in and out. So we decided it was a good time to switch offices. So just clearing out your office, going, you know, basically evacuating all of the rooms in your first level, having to relocate to eating in a loft or your bedroom and eating out all the time because you have no access to your kitchen. It's a major upset to your life. And like I said, first world problems, but it's real. And add that to the regular stress of everyday life that maybe, you know, if you're listening, you can barely handle sometimes like me. And although you're like, I got this, I can do this, add layers of total disruption to your household where that's your, you know, that's your peaceful, that's your harmony, that's your home base where you go back to for that calm. And if that's upset, it really affects everything. And it's just this whole ecosystem of your life that feels out of control. So again, like I said, some of this was self-created. We decided to move forward with this. On top of that, last weekend, in the middle of all this, we decided to have a yard sale. I, again, don't know why we are trying to do so much, but we're, you know, we're in the mood of like, we cleared out our first level. We have so much stuff we don't use. Let's sell it. So all that to say, if you are in a time period of your life, whether it's a job transition, whether you're moving, whether you're going through a divorce, whatever it is that's making you feel like some days you literally can't breathe. In the middle of the night, you wake up feeling like you're going to have an anxiety attack for real. It's a lot. And if you're on a health journey like I am, if you're listening to this, I'm going to assume you are trying to better yourself in some sort of way. It can be really hard to feel like you can focus on yourself and your health when things are spiraling out of control all around you. And this week, I really had to hunker down and focus on some certain things. And I really sat and I thought, what did I do this week to get through? Because I was at a bad place. I was extremely miserable. I felt just completely out of control of my own life. I wanted to break down and cry numerous times. I just felt off. And although I will not say that I feel 100% perfect right now, I have done some things to just refocus, recenter, and remind myself that tomorrow's going to be a better day, right? So I kind of took some notes and I wrote down 10 things that I am doing, I have done, or I am planning on doing that are really helping me just get my mind back together, feel less chaotic, and move forward in a positive direction so that I don't feel like I'm losing control anymore. Obviously, stress is heightened still, but I know that if I focus on decreasing the stress, maybe not eliminating it, that I can put myself in a better spot. So I wanted to share these things that I'm going through and that have been helping me with you guys in hopes that they will help you get through a difficult situation. Because we're in this together. And if you are working on yourself and you're working on bettering yourself and being a healthier version of you, there are going to be moments of our life that are like this, right? And there's really not much we can do about it. All we can do is focus on how to move forward and how to feel better and get ourselves through those difficult times. Okay. So number one, the first thing I did was I told my husband that I was struggling, like mentally, physically. I was just not right. Like it was just too much. Like we took on too much and it was spiraling out of control. So just tell someone and be honest. That's the first thing. Be honest of how you're feeling. If you seriously feel like you're going to have a mental breakdown, like a real one, make sure you tell someone, whether that's a family member, a therapist, someone at your church, someone that you work with, someone that you can, you know, talk to, someone that you can be open with and honest about how you're feeling, because you should not suffer alone. Suffer with these just overwhelming fears of this never ending and not knowing where to go and what to do. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a mental health counselor, but I have been through a lot of mental health journeys myself. And I've realized that telling someone is always going to be helpful. And I definitely did tell my husband that I just felt like this week has just, it's been too much. Like these last 2 weeks have literally been too much. We took on too much. And, you know, just being open and honest about that feels good in itself. All right. Number two, and this one is extremely hard for me, so I understand if it's hard for you, but give yourself grace. like really give yourself grace because not every week is going to look pretty, right? Not every week is going to look great. And we have to remind ourselves of that and give ourselves the grace to know that you're doing the best that you can and really sit with that, really sit with that and say that to yourself over and over again. You are doing the best that you can. Give yourself that grace to know that this is a short period of time. All right. Number three. Now, this for me is big. So when things start to go off course, it's easy to let the things that you know are good for you fall off too. And for me, that's working out. So I made sure I decided to join the Tonal September Challenge. And thank goodness that I did because it's really kept me focused on something that wasn't the stressful stuff, right? Something that I know, even if I didn't want to do it when I was done, was going to make me feel good. So I've stuck with the September challenge. I think I'm only one day off and it was just because I ran out of time in the day to do my workout. But other than that, I mean, I'm grateful that I've stuck to some type of movement, something that's good for myself, something that's feeding my soul that I know, even like I said, if I wake up and I don't necessarily want to do it, that I feel so much better after I do. So really sticking to some type of movement or workout that you enjoy that makes you feel good during those difficult times, even if it's just calling up one of your neighbors and saying, let's go for a walk, you know, let's just get our bodies moving. If it's doing some yoga, if it's doing some stretching, whatever makes you feel good, you know, along with giving yourself grace, sticking to the things that feel good right now. Maybe now is not the best time to push yourself, right? Now is not the time to maybe take on a new challenge to run a marathon. But if you have something that you know you enjoy, maybe joining a challenge for that because it'll keep you focused on something other than, you know, the stuff that feels really hard right now. All right, number four, please remind yourself that this is only a short period of time in your life and that it's not going to be forever, that all of life is a marathon. It's not a sprint. It's not this little tiny piece of time is not encompassing your entire life. It is not. And if there's a blip in your life where you feel stressed, you're not making all the right choices, it's okay. It's okay if you have a blip in time that is not the best. If your sprinting time is not the fastest. This is a long-term health-focused podcast where the little blips aren't going to mess you up if they're just one little blips and they don't turn into the whole course. So remind yourself that this is a very short period of time. Right? Remind yourself, this is a short period of time. Give yourself the grace to know that it's not going to be like this forever. Okay, number five. And this is something, again, that's hard for me a lot of times, but do the best that you can. And how I look at things is in my life when it comes to eating, working out, sleeping, all of the health things, I look at everything on a scale from good, better, best. Now, however you focus on eating or however you focus on working out, there's obviously different levels of things, right? Like using running as an example, if you're an avid runner and that's your thing and it really lights you up to have put on your running shoes and go out the door and take a good run, maybe the best workout that you could do is some interval training, some sprints, you know? Maybe the middle ground, the better is going for like a long, slower paced run. And maybe good is just going out the door, listening to nature, doing some walking, running when you feel like it, and walking when you don't, and listening to Mother Nature. So everything has layers, and realizing that at this moment, when everything else is so overwhelming, you are doing the best that you can, and you can do things in tiers. You don't have to always do everything the best, right? There are moments in time where good is all you got. Right? Like good is the best that you can do. And that is okay. That is really how I try to do things. Like right now, eating for me is really hard because I cannot meal prep. I haven't even grocery shopped this week. My poor kids are just eating like leftover takeout or Lunchables because there's literally no way. I can't cook. I can't meal prep. I can barely grocery shop because I have nowhere to put stuff. It's a mess. It is a total mess. I feel guilty about it, and I'm trying my best to give myself the grace to realize that it's not going to be a perfect week, right? And right now, good is just making sure my kids have something to eat because that's not the worst thing, you know? Like they have to eat something, and making sure that they have lunch or they're buying lunch at school is the best that I can do right now. And it doesn't look pretty and it's not perfect, but it is what it is. So giving myself, again, the grace to do the best that I can and rank things on a good, better, best. And if good is all you have and that's the best you can do, it's okay, right? Like, it's okay. Okay, number six, ask for help even if you don't want to or don't usually. And again, this is big for me because I don't like to ask for help. I like to be a superhero and do everything. And all that does is make me feel worse, right? Makes me feel more overwhelmed, makes me feel like I'm on an island by myself. And we really do have to be vulnerable enough to ask for help. So whether that's maybe having someone take your kids to their sporting goods so you can just sit and maybe catch up on work for an hour. Or maybe it's getting a sitter so you can go sit at a Starbucks and have a coffee in silence, right? Just to regroup. Maybe you want to meditate. Maybe you want to journal. Maybe it's taking a yoga class, having your kids watch. Maybe it's going to a local gym that has sitting available. Maybe it's taking your kids to the park, picking them up from school early, and not caring that you didn't finish your work, right? Ask for help when you need it. Even if it's from your kids, say, I really need you guys to like have fun, enjoy yourself. I need you to just embrace me right now. You know, like let your kids know that you're having a hard time. And you would be surprised at how your kids will just light up if they feel like, you know, mommy needs like extra fun or something like that. Just being vulnerable enough to ask a grandparent, ask your spouse, ask a friend if you can't find a sitter. Find ways to ask for help in your community. And again, it's not easy. It's really not. But if you are drowning in stress and overwhelm, it's not good for you long term. And knowing that it's a short period of time, but if you can buy yourself just an hour to recenter and regroup, it is so worth it. So asking for that help, being vulnerable enough to know that it's just a short period of time and it's okay to ask for help. Again, I struggle with this so, so much, but I'm getting better with it every day and realizing that asking for help is not a weakness. It's good to know when you need help, even if you don't want to. All right, number seven, write down positive things that are going on in your life. So, you know, last week it was insane. I'm driving in circles for work. I'm hustling from one appointment to the other. Things are just constantly coming in. I have all this background stuff that I know is going on at my house. It's like I'm racing this back to school. It's like all these thoughts are coming in. All these things are just adding to my plate of things I have to do the week after and that weekend. And it's just overwhelming, like I've said so many times in this episode. And in those moments where it feels like everything that's just crappy is getting thrown at you, it does help to write down the positive things. You know, I write down that my kids are healthy, my kids are active. You know, I have a wonderful family, that we're able to do the work that's being done in our house, that I'm driving a car that's working. You know, little things that we all take for granted at certain times, but writing down what we have in our life that's positive, that I have a career, you know, that my kids like their teachers, that I'm able to live in a nice town with wonderful friends, you know, little things, that I have a friend that's been helping me with my interior project with ideas. And stuff. Like, just being grateful for the little things can help change your mood and just make you feel a little bit more at ease in your life to know that although you're being thrown some crappy stuff, right? Like that you're just feeling like you're drowning. Even in those moments, there's always, always glimmers of positive things. And if we can just stop and remind ourselves of that, you know, for me, I look down at my wrist a lot. It says choose joy. I literally tattooed choose joy on my wrist because I can tend to get into those dark holes of darkness when I get into those overwhelming moments. And in order to just keep myself moving, try to put a positive spin on it, I will look at my wrist and it says choose joy. All right. Number eight. And this is something that obviously we don't want to dwell on, but if there's just a time where you need to vent, have that person where you can just like word vomit and vent and get all the BS that's happening in your life. Just have like that moment where you're like, look, I need 10 minutes to just vomit all over you with what's going on in my life. And you may feel completely better after that. I know for me, there are certain people that I talk to and I feel like there's no judgment. It's just, you know, they're good listeners, they're friends, and they will they get you, you know, they understand what you're going through. And if they don't, they still will listen and lend that listening ear, because sometimes just getting it out of your mind and your brain where it's being stuck, all that negativity, it really will help. So take the time. But I will say, I'm trying to focus on making it a limit to not do it for too long, because it is easy to just continue down the spiral. It's definitely something I'm working on, but really setting limits to the venting and the ranting, because it doesn't help, right? To continue to stay in that dark place. It just doesn't help when you continue on the path of negative, negative, negative. So maybe switching a conversation, giving yourself a time limit, but just letting that person know you need that time to just get it out. And sometimes that's all that you need to feel a little bit better. Okay, number 9, I am prioritizing my sleep. I wear the Oura ring, and I noticed that my sleep drastically changed these last 2 weeks. So for me, all I can do is say, all right, I can't really do much about once I'm asleep, right? Like, you can't really do much once I'm asleep. Whatever my body's going to do, it's kind of going to do. But I can do some things before I go to bed to maybe make sure that I'm setting my sleep up for the best sleep that I can get. Even if my mind's racing, even if there's all these other things subconsciously I cannot control, there are things that we can help to wind ourselves down, make sure we're going to bed at a good time, make sure that we're doing things that calm ourselves, that soothe ourselves, and, you know, again, doing the best that you can, but acknowledging that sleep is really important, especially when we feel stressed and overwhelmed. So prioritizing that is really something that you can do to focus on starting the next day a little bit better than the day you just had. So like I said, for me, there were some really not pretty days of sleep that I could visibly see on my Oura ring, which kind of creeps me out. But the ring doesn't lie, right? The ring knows. And I could even tell the one day I was kind of like tossing and turning and up from, like, I would say like 1:30 to like 3:30. And the ring showed that. Like, I was tossing and turning. I was up a lot. I didn't have really restless sleep. And it frustrates me, because I know that that sleep is restorative. I know that sleep is going to make me feel even worse the next day if I don't get restful, restorative sleep. So, you know, drinking a lot of water, making sure you're not watching a lot of blue light before bed, or put blue light blockers on, making sure you do something to relax yourself and calm before bed. Things that you can do, whether it's, you know, having some incense or lavender oils by your bed, things that you can do to calm yourself, maybe taking a hot bath, maybe doing some meditation, things like that. But prioritizing sleep when you're already overly overwhelmed, if that's a word, combination of words, it's definitely going to help each day get a little bit better. Not like it's going to change everything, but it will help you start that next day feeling a little bit more calm and a little bit more at ease and just more capable to take on that day, because you already know it's probably going to be challenging if you're kind of in it. But setting yourself up with a good night's sleep so that you can start that next day off better than you did the last is just really helpful for you. And last but not least, number 10. Do something for yourself that you don't normally do, or plan something in the near future that's fun that you can look forward to. And for me, my birthday is coming up. My birthday's at the end of September, and me and my husband were kind of tossing around the ideas of doing something anyway. And not only did we do that, we've solidified our plans. So I now have something to look forward to. So when the times get hard and I feel like there's just no way out, or this is never going to end, when are things going to get a little bit easier around here, I have something to look forward to. I cannot stress the importance of this one, because there are so many times where it just seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, right? There's just nothing there to look forward to. And just having that little thing to remind yourself of can really help get you through that, you know, couple rough days or week or month or something. Maybe it's a family vacation that you're planning. You know, maybe it's an escape for you and your spouse. Maybe even it's just a date night. Maybe it's just sitting in your hot tub having a glass of wine, you know, whatever it looks like for you. But having something, maybe it's getting a pedicure, getting a manicure, having lunch with a girlfriend who you haven't seen in a couple years, something that can spark a little glimmer of hope that there's something fun to look forward to, that it's not all doom and gloom. It's not all intense work. It's not all chaos and craziness. Something that you can hold on to when you just feel like chaotic, right? So I hope that these things help you. They have immensely helped me this week, in the last couple, you know, times where I just felt hopeless, where I was overwhelmed, struggling with stress. And I know that there is better days ahead, right? Every day is not going to be this difficult, and it's going to get better every day. And no matter what you're going through, if you're prioritizing your health, really taking the time to sit and remind yourself that this is a temporary thing, it's not forever, you will get through this, and trying to go through the list of 10 things and pick out a couple that might help you, whether it's venting to a friend, making something to look forward to, prioritizing your sleep, whatever that looks like for you. I hope these things help. And I want to leave you with a quote that I found that kind of ties this episode up in a bow. And it's by L.R. Nast. And it says, it's a little long, so bear with me. Life is amazing, and then it's awful, and then it's amazing again. And in between the amazing and the awful, it's extraordinary and mundane and routine. Breathe in the amazing, hold on through the awful, and relax and exhale during the ordinary. That's just living heartbreaking, soul-healing, amazing, awful, ordinary life. And it's breathtakingly beautiful. If that doesn't tie it up in a bow, I don't know what else does. I hope this episode finds you well, and I'll chat with you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this episode of Hot Mess Mom Health. If you love this episode, please leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me, and it would help me get the word out about helping other moms reclaim their health. Thank you so much.